Welcome, seventh graders of Mrs. Melman's Chumash class. Now is your opportunity to join the Kahuna Concepts Incorporated Conference, where all your Kahuna questions are answered. So girls, please take out your Chavtal and Matnos Kahuna notes, the four sheets that I gave you very, very recently. The first one has a big present on it. Take out those sheets and let's go, and many of you will be a review because some classes learn more than other classes, so we're going to start from the very beginning. Welcome to the conference. The first thing we're going to review is the page that has that very big present. Remember that present we had in the class? Remember Leah Rosenblum's beautiful present that she decorated so beautifully? That present represents the way our Kohanim are supposed to view their job. How are they supposed to view your jobs? Remember, girls? It's supposed to be a present. It's a privilege. It's something wonderful that our Kohanim had the job to work in the Mishkan. They shouldn't look at it as something boring, something they dread. This is a chus, the present that Hashem gave them to work in the Mishkan. And then on the bottom of the sheet, it said Bris Melach Olam. Another name for a Chavdal Matnos Kahuna is the Bris Melach Olam. Who remembers why? Why is it called Bris Melach Olam? Remember the word Melach is salt? What is the special characteristic of salt? Remember salt? Salt is something that doesn't rot. Salt is something that lasts. Not only does it last, but it also preserves other foods. So too, these Chavdal Matnos Kahuna, these presents last forever and ever and ever. And so the families of the Truhafs or the Bernsteins or the Silverbergs or any of the other Kohanim, they get to work in the Beis HaMikdash forever and ever and ever, and they get the Chavdal Matnos Kahuna forever and ever and ever. And the freelands as well, they are the Kohanim forever. Okay, now for our next page, the Chavdal Matnos Kahuna. Remember we said that the Chavdal Matnos Kahuna, how were they divided, girls? They were divided into three different categories. Our first category, what was it called? Kodesh Kedashim. What was special about these 10? These 10 could only be eaten by the Kohanim themselves. Silverberg, Mr. Silverberg, Mr. Freeland, Mr. Truhaf, Mr. Bernstein, Dr. Silverberg, could only eat these by themselves when they were on shift working in the Beis HaMikdash. And they could eat them only in the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Now let's have our questionnaires ask the questions. I'm sorry you girls aren't there to ask the questions. I had to find other questionnaires because you girls aren't here. So we'll have our first questionnaire. Made a mistake, Maishi. What's your question?
I made a terrible mistake. I turned on the light on Shabbos. What should I do?
Okay, don't worry. You can bring a carbon chatas to be machaper. The meat from that carbon chatas is given to the Kohanim on shift. A carbon chatas is for an aver by mistake. If you do it on purpose, you'd be chayv misa. But we learned with Salafchad, he was chayv misa. But here it was by b'shogeg, by mistake, so you bring a karban chatas. Parts of it were burned on the mizbeach. The rest of the Kohanim on shift received. And now our second questionnaire, poor Panina. What's your question, poor Panina?
I also made a terrible mistake. I was also mechal Shabbos by mistake. My problem is that I'm so poor, I can't afford to bring a cow.
Okay, don't worry, poor Panina. You could bring a bird instead. A bird is much cheaper. You can bring a bird instead, and our Kohanim, who are on shift, get to eat the meat from this bird in the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And now, our third questionnaire, none other than Guilty Gitti Goldwasser. What's your question?
I stole money. I want to do tshuva. What must I do?
Okay, then you can bring a carbon asham vadai. For certain averos, such as stealing, if a person wants to do tshuva, he brings a carbon asham vadai, an avera he did for sure, on purpose. His kapara is to bring a carbon asham vadai. Parts of it were burned on his mizbeach. The kohanim received the rest of the meat, kohanim on shift, see the rest of the meat. And that is your asham vadai. And now our fourth present, the Asham Taloy. What is your question, Mixup Maxine?
I'm so confused. I may have eaten from the meat saved from the carbon. I don't know.
Okay, in that case, if it's an Avera, such as eating from the meat of a carbon when you're not Tahar, a person would be Chayiv Misa, if eating from the meat of a carbon when they're not Tahar. If you don't know if you ate from it or not, you're mixed up, you're bringing in Asham Taloy. And the Kohanim on shift received the rest of the meat. Some of it was burned on the Mizbeach. The remainder was given to the Kohanim who are on shift. That's an Asham Taloy. You're not sure if you did it. You don't know. So you bring Asham Taloy. The Kohanim received the meat. And now for our fifth questionnaire, none other than Rabbi Josh Katz from the Catskills. What's your question?
I am Zocha to be a Kohen on shift this week. What should I know?
Okay, so there's such a thing as a carbon shlamim shel tzibor. Sometimes the entire tzibor brought a carbon shlamim. If an individual brought a carbon shlamim, the individual got to eat part of the carbon shlamim. But if the entire tzibor, the entire community brought a carbon shlamim, then the kohanim in shift received all the meat. The kohanim who are in shift for that week, working the Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, received the meat, and they ate it in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. And that was the carbon shlam shel tzibor. And now we're going to hear a question from Sarah Stricken Sippy. What's your question, Sarah Stricken Sippy?
Hasi Hashem, I am finally cured of the tzara'as that afflicted me for speaking Lashon Hara. What must I do now?
Okay, Baruch Hashem, she's cured. Part of the tahara procedure for a person who had tzara'as, they had to bring a luk shemen, a container of shemen, which was put on parts of their body. The remainder of that shemen, the remainder of that oil, was given to the kohanim to use in their recipes for different recipes that they made in the Beis HaMikdash, frying up their carbon mincha, frying up their meats. They used that oil from that was left over from the mitzorah, the person who had tzara'as, that was given to the kohen. It was our luk shemen, the remainder of shemen from the person who had tzara'as. And now we are up to our next questionnaire, Mr. Herbie Cohn from Columbus, Ohio. What's your question?
I am a Kohen. I am Zocha to serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash during Shavuos. What should I know?
Okay, there was a very, very special carbon that was brought on Shavuos called the Shtei HaLechem. That was two loaves of bread. It was created, was made, baked from the new wheat carbon, the new wheat harvest. That was brought on Shavuos. The Kohanim received that bread. It was waved in all directions and was given to all, shared out with all the Kohanim that were on shift on Shavuos. And that was the Shtei HaLechem. And now our next questionnaire is Mr. Craig Karupski from Kansas City. What's your question, Mr. Craig Karupski?
I'll be spending my shift at the Beis HaMikdash next week. Please can you give me a tip as to what to expect?
Sure, Mr. Craig Karupski, you have to know about the Lechem Hapanim. Every single week, new bread was put on the Shulchan. Maybe you remember from Mrs. Reiler, she made the Lechem Hapanim every week, every year, to show you that when that Parsha came up. So the Lechem Hapanim was put on the Shulchan. It remained there the whole week. At the end of the week, the Lechem Hapanim was removed, and it was given out to all the Kohanim. And even though it was sitting out on the Shulchan the entire week, it was soft and fresh and warm as if it had just been put on the Shulchan then. And all it was shared out between all the Kohanim, and they all felt full, even though each one got a little piece. And that's what you have to know about the Lechem Hapanim. Okay, our next questionnaire is none other than Rabbi Kurt Kramer from California.
I am a Kohen. Well, I am Zocha to serve in the Beis HaMikdash this year on Pesach. What should I know?
Okay, Pesach was a very special time in the Beis HaMikdash. They brought the Minchas Omer. They brought a carbon mincha from the new barley crop, from the new harvest of the barley crop. That's when they started counting Sfiras HaOmer, from when they brought that Minchas Omer. After a small amount was taken off and burnt, the Kohanim on shift received the rest of that carbon omer special for test zayin the second day of Pesach. Okay, and last but not least for this time on our Kahuna Conference Incorporated Conference, none other than Rabbi Kalman Katzenelen Bogenstein from Kalamazoo. What's your question?
I'm also a Kohen. I'll be serving my shifts in the Beit HaMikdash on a regular weekday. What should I know?
Okay, great question. This is the last of our 10 Kodesh Kedashim category, which is Shir Menachos. If a person was so poor they couldn't even afford to bring a bird, they could bring a karban mincha, which is a mincha with a karban of flour and oil mixed together. The Kohen took off a kamitza, which was a small amount, 3 fingers full, burnt it on the mizbeach, and the remainder was given out to the Kohan. There were different recipes of how they made the karban mincha, and they would give it out to all the Kohanim on shift. And that is for today. Our Kahuna Concepts Incorporated Conference. Please join us next time as we continue with our next category, which is Kache Kalim. We'll be in touch. I miss you, girls. Stay well. I'll be in touch with you. Now, how do we know if it came out? So they had to do it 3 or 4 times, so it worked. At least they didn't do it 3 or 4 times.
Oh, I cannot do it again. Yeah.